Bhagavan Parashuram Leela. This is the story of Lord Parashuram. It's one of the Das avatars. Parashur means axe or chopper, which he used to rid the earth of miscreant kings 21 times repeatedly. In this story from 9th canto, the appearance of Lord Parashuram is described by describing the descendants of King Parurava, various different exploits. Finally, Jamadagni appeared as the son of Satyavati. He married one Princess Renuka, and together King Jamadagni and Renuka produced many sons, and their youngest was named Parashuram, was actually an incarnation of God. Ruling the earth at that time was a great king named Kartavirya. He had 1,000 arms and many, many benedictions he received from Bhagavan Dattatreya. He was indefeatable in all mystic powers, beauty, influence, etc. So he went all over the universe and defeated everyone. He was enjoying himself with many women in the river Narmada. And he wanted to show off to his girlfriends. So he used his powerful arms to stop the flow of the mighty river Narmada. He made a dam, basically. With his arms, he formed a dam. But somehow, up that river was the camp of Ravana. And that flooded his camp, because Ravana was also touring the earth planet, defeating different kings. And he said, "Why is my camp getting flooded?" And then he traced out the source and found that this was an unnatural flood caused by this dam created by the arms of Kartavirya. So Ravana met that king and started insulting him. So Kartavirajan locked up Ravana in a prison, and later released him. One time, Kartavirajan was hunting, and he came to the ashram of Jamadagni. And Jamadagni had a kamandenu who could supply anything, so he lavishly entertained all the kings and ministers. And seeing that great opulence he was receiving from this cow, the king Kartavirya decided to steal that cow, which he did, and went off to his capital, Mahishmati. During that time of the theft, Parashuram was absent. When he returned and heard about that, he became very angry, and he took up his chopper and bow and arrows, and he chased Kartavirajan. Kartavirajan tried to defend himself when attacked by Parashuram, but he killed everyone. Parashuram could work with the speed of mind. Then when he's a little tired, he moved with the speed of wind, slicing the armies with his chopper and his axe and bow. The whole army of Kartavirajan was destroyed, and he started fighting personally with Parashuram, fierce battle. Parashuram, with his inconceivable prowess, cut all 1,000 arms off of Kartavirajan with his chopper, with his axe. Then he cut off his head. Then he went and released the father's kamandenu and brought it back home, and told his father what he did. Jamadagni was not very happy. He said, "Listen, you've unnecessarily killed the king who actually represents all the demigods. This is very sinful. You and I are brahmanas, and we're supposed to set the example, and we should be forgiving. Killing an emperor is more sinful than killing a brahmana. So you have to go on Tirthayatra for atonement." So he did this. So one day, Renuka the mother of Parashuram and wife of Jamadagni. She went to collect water from the Ganga. But there was some Gandharva there, Chicharatha, and Renuka became captivated by his beauty. And she kind of lingered there for a long time, admiring his beauty. And she was late for the yajna of her husband. Jamadagni, being a very powerful and learned Brahmin, he understood her mentality, that in her mind she actually committed adultery with that handsome Gandharva Chitrata. She desired him so much. She said, "What is this?" So he ordered his sons. He said, "Kill this sinful woman." No one complied. Then he ordered his youngest son, Parashram, to kill his mother. No, to kill his brothers and his mother. Parashram immediately killed his mother and brothers without hesitation. And Jamadagni was very pleased. And he offered a benediction to his son, Parashram. And his son said, "Yes, can you give life back to my mother and brothers? But make sure they forget that it was I. Make sure they don't know that, remember that I was the one who killed them." So they did so, and everything went on. Meanwhile, Kartavirjarjun, his sons weren't very happy over their father being slaughtered and beheaded by the ferocious King Parashuram. So once, while Parashuram was in the forest, these sons of Kartavirjarjun, they came to the ashram of his father Jamadagni, seeking revenge for their father. So then they killed him. And this is described as being a reaction. His death is Jamadagni's reaction for having ordered his poor wife to be killed for the minor offense of mentally thinking about adultery with the demigod or the apsara, Gandharva. The wife of Jamadagni begged the sons of Kartavirjarjun to be merciful, but they beheaded him and took his head with them. Then she cried out, "Oh, my dear son Ram," which means Parashuram. And she said, "Guess what? Your father's dead. He's gone to heavenly planets." Parashuram was enraged, and he picked up his Parashur, his axe, and took a sankalpa to eliminate all the kshatriyas on the whole surface of the earth. So first he killed all of Kartavirjarjun's sons, creating a mountain of severed heads in the middle of the city. So he's retaliating for his father's murder. Then he rid the earth of all kshatriyas 21 times. And at Samantapanchak, he created 9 lakes filled with their blood. He returned home and joined his father's head to his whole trunk, then performed the sacrifices, and he gave away the entire earth to the priests. And this way he did atonement. Very interesting, he had to do atonement, even though he was an empowered Shaktivesh avatar of the Lord, Das avatar. He had to do atonement for his excessive sins. Somehow Jamadagni was brought back to life, and eventually Parashuram gave up his weapons and he's living in Mahendra Parvat doing austerities for the benefit of Bharat Varsha. King Parashuram ki jai.